We'll hear some more from Dorinda Clark Cole a little bit later today, but right now, Rodney Bryant and company encouraging us to say the word. All right, we're going to be sharing some information with you about some fundraising that's going on across the country for small black business owners. And so you definitely want to be listening on that. We'll probably bring that to you in the final segment. I decided, you know, since we have a little bit more time, I really wanted us to look some more into this whole business of being happy. And ladies and gentlemen, it does start with a decision. We do have to make a decision to be happy. Believe it or not, very often people make a decision to be sad. Oh, don't get me wrong. I know that there are circumstances that come up that can really just rock us, that can shake us, that can wear us down. But ultimately, we still decide to be sad. We decide whether or not to stay down. When we get down, we decide whether or not to stay down. We can decide to be happy no matter what. Sometimes we may have to get some support. But even there, again, you remember I shared with you a little bit earlier, this will require some effort, even if it doesn't cost any money. It will require effort, but it will be well worth the effort. So, steps to experiencing happiness. Researchers talk about something that they call flow. I know we've heard that saying for quite some time. Just go with the flow. Well, there's something that the researchers call flow, and they consider it to be a state of complete immersion and engagement in an activity. And they say that that state of complete immersion and engagement in an activity is closely associated with happiness. And they say that flow actually occurs when you're actively engaged in something that is intrinsically rewarding and challenging, yet still attainable. You're going to have to work to accomplish whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. But because of the natural interest that you have in the activity, you're willing to meet the challenge. But especially because you don't see the challenge as being unattainable, you know that the challenge is attainable, even if you've got to put in some serious energy to get there. Anything that just completely captivates you and engages your full attention can be considered a flow activity. And engaging in those flow activities can lead to some serious happiness. Flow. Sure enough, go with the flow. Engage yourself in something that just naturally captivates you. Go for the gold. All right. Now, how else can we find ourselves experiencing happiness? This may sound almost mundane. It may sound like, oh, come on. But think about it. This is it. Taking better care of your health. Now, I know you might be saying, come on, taking better care of your health. I thought you were talking about experiencing happiness. Well, even though you can be happy when you're suffering from an illness or bad health, when you think about it, do you tend to be happier when you are sick or when you're not sick? Whether you're talking about the flu, some other kind of infection going on, maybe you've experienced a broken leg before. When were you happier? When you were experiencing some kind of bad health or when you're not experiencing bad health and things are going pretty well health-wise? So that means we shouldn't just ignore the aspects of our health that are in our control. Exercise and sleep are particularly important when it comes to happiness. How many of you have noticed, for example, that when you're consistently losing a lot of your rest, a lot of sleep, just consistently going to bed later than you should be going, that eventually you start getting irritable? And of course, when we are irritable, we're not nearly as happy as we can be. So exercise and sleep. One of the things that exercise helps with, you know, I mentioned that I noticed for me, And I think for most people, exercise in and of itself, although enjoyable, is not necessarily relaxing. The quality of relaxation and rest come later as a result of the exercise. Once exercise has become a lifestyle, it's part of what we do. When we do lie down to go to bed, get that shut eye, we're able to rest better because of the exercise. And so exercise and sleep are especially important because the better job we do of getting our proper rest, proper exercise, the better we can feel, and the better we feel, the happier we can be. So, and this is the thing. Exercise isn't just good for the body. It also has a powerful effect on mental well-being. Generally speaking, people who exercise regularly are happier across the board. Plus, they're less stressed, they're less angry, they're less anxious, they're less depressed. That's part of the reason that one of the recommendations for people who experience depression is that they get on a regular exercise routine. And here's the thing. A lot of the experts are saying it doesn't really matter what kind of exercise you do, as long as you do it regularly. For best results, aim for an hour of exercise at least 5 days a week. If you find something you enjoy, you'll be more likely to stick to it. So don't think that you're limited to going to the gym or lacing up jogging shoes. Find something that suits your lifestyle and your preferences. It could be taking a dance class, basketball, walking in nature, joining a community sports league, playing tennis, running with your dog. Our dogs need exercise and they enjoy being with us. Hey, you can be taking care of two things at once. Taking your dog with you while you go for a walk or run, swimming laps at the pool, hiking, biking. You notice how some of these exercises, in fact, quite a few of them, can be done outdoors? And think about what we say about the benefits of being outdoors. So if you're having trouble thinking of activities that you enjoy, think back to when you were a child and just ask yourself, okay, what kinds of sports or games did I enjoy playing as a child? It can help you come up with some great ideas. Now, some of it may require partnering up with someone. How many of you enjoyed playing two square as a child or four square? And, you know, we talk about how good it is, how beneficial it is to have good relationships anyway, a good support network, right? So what about that? Even if it's just every once in a while, change of pace, you and a few friends playing two square, four square outdoors. Yeah, good ways to help. And again, we're talking about steps to take that lead to happiness. All right. We might get with that fundraising when we come back. Stay with me.